Welcome back to AI Unraveled, your daily strategic briefing on the business impact of artificial intelligence. It is December 23rd, 2025. Today, OpenAI wants to wrap your year in review, but the price of admission is your privacy settings. We also look east, where a Chinese startup is claiming to have matched GPT-5's coding prowess with a new thinking architecture. And in a special segment, we examine the hard numbers on who is actually using these tools, because the data shows that Black and Hispanic teens are adopting AI at significantly higher rates than their white peers, even as their parents face the highest risks of job displacement. But before we dive into today's strategic briefing, stop marketing to the masses. Start briefing the C-suite. You have seen the power of AI Unraveled, zero noise, high signal intelligence for the world's most critical AI builders. Now leverage our proven methodology to own the conversation in your industry. We create tailored, proprietary podcasts designed exclusively to brief your executives and your most valuable clients. Stop wasting marketing spend on generic content. Start delivering must-listen strategic intelligence directly to the decision makers. Ready to define your domain? Secure your strategic podcast consultation now at the link in our show notes. This podcast is created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior software engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. Now let's unravel the news.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Our mission today is a strategic one. We're going to synthesize the sprawling and honestly pretty contradictory AI landscape as of December 23rd, 2025.
It really feels like the AI world is being pulled in two completely opposite directions right now.
It does. On one hand, you have AI delivering these fun, really personalized consumer experiences. Mm-hmm. And on the other, that exact same technology is grappling with these, absolutely fundamental security crises and a looming power grid nightmare.
And that tension is really the story of AI as we head into the new year. Hmm. For you, our listener, this deep dive isn't just about, listening to the latest announcements.
Right.
It's about grasping those critical intersections where the tech hits the real world. Hmm. Finance, policy, infrastructure. We want to understand not just what's happening, but why it all matters right now.
Okay, let's unpack this by starting with something I think is the most relatable thing possible. It's totally dominated consumer culture for years.
The end of year retrospective.
Exactly. OpenAI is now rolling out Your Year with ChatGPT, and it's a personalized feature that is a direct copy of the Spotify Wrapped format.
And it is pure, effective social currency engineering. It takes all your conversations from 2025, which for some people is thousands of interactions, and Wow. It just turns them into shareable stats.
So you get assigned these little archetypes like the navigator or the storyteller.
Yeah, and you see metrics like your total message count or the themes of the DALL-E images you made. It's all about validating your activity and making you want to share it.
But here's the critical insight, the part you really need to grasp. To get this fun feature, you are making a trade.
A big one.
You have to trade your data privacy. You have to enable both memory and reference chat history.
They're leveraging that consumer desire, to be part of a trend, to secure the deep behavioral data they need to train the next models. It's smart.
And that's why ChatGPT is becoming so ubiquitous. But that huge scale is precisely what turns a security flaw into, an existential threat.
Yeah, at the same time, they're perfecting that consumer hook. The company's also admitting they're facing nearly insurmountable security problems.
OpenAI has conceded that prompt injection attacks in its new ChatGPT Atlas browser may be a nearly impossible problem to solve. Fully, anyway.
And just for anyone catching up, prompt injection is basically tricking the AI. You slip malicious instructions into the chat or even hide them on a website the AI is looking at.
Which is terrifying when you consider that these agentic AIs have access to everything, your email, your bank data.
Catastrophic. If the agent gets tricked, the hacker gets full access.
So how do you even begin to fix an impossible problem?
Well, they're trying to find the holes before the bad guys do. They're actually training an LLM-based automated attacker.
Wait, what does that mean?
It uses reinforcement learning to simulate how a hacker would try to sneak malicious code in. It's essentially AI fighting AI inside a closed system.
So we're fighting fire with fire, but isn't training an AI hacker fundamentally just increasing the risk? What if those techniques get out of the lab?
That is precisely the question that security researchers are asking right now. They're putting out a serious warning.
It's the warning.
Do these new agentic browsers, which need all this deep access to your sensitive data, do they actually deliver enough value to justify that incredibly high risk? especially when the company itself is admitting the problem might be unsolvable.
And that just raises the core tension for the whole industry, right?
Yeah.
If you can't guarantee foundational security, how long before regulators step in and just slow everything down?
Yeah, is the perfect connection. Because while we're arguing about security, the global competition is just continuing at this frenetic pace.
And every company claims they're state of the art.
So the real battle becomes about who holds the yardstick. If you can develop the test, you get to find what best means to the market and maybe to future regulators.
We saw two huge firms release their own very specific assessments just this week. First, Anthropic introduced Bloom. It's an open source tool for generating behavioral evaluations.
Right, focused on safety and alignment.
And then OpenAI released Frontier Science, a benchmark for evaluating expert-level scientific reasoning in physics, chemistry, biology.
And the results were, let's say, highly predictable.
I was going to say, you can probably guess what happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anthropic found that its model, Claude Opus 4.5, was better than OpenAI, xAI, and Google at managing troublesome behaviors, things like delusional sycophancy.
And OpenAI, naturally, found its GPT 5.2 was the best at scientific reasoning, the thing they've been pushing so hard.
Bob Rogers from OII.ai had a great quote on this. He said, they're not necessarily lying, but they don't necessarily really create a fair way of comparing different tooling.
It's the old school big tech playbook, right?
Absolutely. You build a benchmark that perfectly highlights what your product is good at, whether that's safety or science. You publish it, and then you just keep moving your own goalposts forward on that one metric you created.
Okay, so who's the major global challenger trying to disrupt this American playbook?
That would be the Chinese startup Zipu AI. They just released an open weights model called GLM 4.7.
And for our listeners, open weights means the core engineering is publicly available so developers can inspect it and build on it.
And they're claiming it matches proprietary models, specifically GPT 5.1 high in complex coding tasks.
So what's their key innovation here?
They're tackling one of the biggest problems for autonomous agents, which is context decay.
Right, where the AI starts a multi-step task and kind of forgets the beginning by the time it gets to the end.
Exactly. If you tell it to research a topic, summarize it, make a presentation, and then email it, by step four, it might have lost the plot on step one.
So that's where their feature preserved thinking comes in.
Precisely. It's like giving the AI a notepad. It persists the intermediate states across that whole workflow, so the agent maintains a continuous train of thought. It dramatically improves reliability.
And that gives engineers a huge amount of control over performance.
It does. And they also have this granular control layer so you can toggle the reasoning mode. You can balance high accuracy for complex jobs against, you know, lower latency and lower cost for simple ones. They're all about engineering control.
All right. Let's pivot from the engineering race and the security nightmare to some undeniable real-world utility, the positive side of the ledger.
Okay.
We have to talk about BM Vision. It's a new AI tool from the University of Tartu and Better Medicine, and it's helping radiologists diagnose kidney cancer.
This is the kind of application that really justifies the hype. It's an assistant, not a replacement. And the study found it just dramatically improved efficiency.
The numbers are pretty staggering. It reduced the time for radiologists to read CT scans by 33% on average.
A third of the time, and in some cases up to 52%. It also cut the time to report malignant lesions by 30%.
Which translates directly into faster patient outcomes. And it improved accuracy, too.
Yep. Sensitivity went up by about 6%, which led to more agreement among the radiologists. It's a huge tangible win for productivity and patient safety.
But that tension is always there, isn't it? Juxtapose that incredible positive impact with the immense infrastructure and energy challenges needed to run these models.
It's inescapable. To get those kidney cancer results, you need a staggering amount of compute power. And now, tech companies are facing a massive power shortfall because of their AI data centers.
We saw a corporate reaction immediately. Alphabet, Google's parent, acquired a clean energy developer called Intersect Power.
For $4.75 billion in cash. This wasn't just a green investment. It was a straight-up energy play.
That deal gives Google gigawatts of energy and data center projects, letting them operate more nimbly. It's vertical integration.
They are literally racing against the grid. And if you want to look at the extreme edge of this problem, just consider that Google, Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin, and Elon Musk's SpaceX are all exploring data centers in space.
It sounds like science fiction.
We already saw NVIDIA-backed StarCloud train an AI model in orbit. They're looking off-planet for reliable compute because the energy crisis is so severe.
And this energy problem has now fully crossed over into U.S. domestic politics. It's creating a major Democratic Party divide that is already shaping the 2028 election cycle.
Yeah, this political split has two core arguments. The first, which you see from governors like Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania and Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, is that Democrats have to embrace AI as an economic engine.
To beat China and to capture the high-wage jobs from building and running these data centers.
And construction unions, like Lala Yuna, are totally aligned with this. They want the new union infrastructure jobs.
Whitmer even used the proposed OpenAI Stargate project as a talking point, right? She boasted about 2,500 union construction jobs.
But then you have the second argument, championed by progressives like Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And they're saying slow down, regulate, protect workers and natural resources.
Sanders has gone as far as calling for a moratorium on the construction of data centers.
He argues the resource use is just fundamentally irresponsible. And AOC has pointed to the real public health consequences, skyrocketing electricity costs and pollution in the local communities where these things get built.
It's not just a political divide either. It's a labor divide.
How so?
You've got Lei Yune embracing the AI construction boom, while unions like the Teamsters are actively fighting the technology, demanding a human operator in every self-driving truck.
Wow. So the infrastructure demands of AI are now driving these huge national political arguments.
Let's turn to the money, because Wall Street is looking at all this drama, the security risks, the political fights through the rosiest possible lens. It's remarkable.
It's a masterclass in narrative control, really. They're using historical context to calm everyone's fears and justify these soaring valuations.
Okay, let's break down the reframing strategy. Threat one, stock valuations are way too high. What's Wall Street's answer?
Wrong. Vivek Arya from Bank of America says Nvidia, which is trading at 23 times forward earnings, is being valued like a mediocre growth stock.
Okay, can you explain what that means for our listeners?
Sure. A 23 times multiple is usually for a company growing slowly, maybe 10 or 15% a year. But NVIDIA is expected to grow its sales by 50%.
So the bulls are saying this is a rocket ship being priced like a used car?
Exactly. And they compare it to Cisco, which traded at 140 times earnings right before the dot-com bubble burst, to argue that today's valuations are actually conservative.
That's a powerful comparison. Okay, threat two. There's a risk of data center overbuilding creating a glut.
The counter argument is that the political pushback we just talked about, that's a healthy natural governor. It limits growth and prevents the kind of crazy overbuilding that led to past tech crashes.
So the problem is actually the solution.
In their view, yes. And threat three, tech firms are spending too much money, like two-thirds of their cash flow on AI infrastructure.
And the response is?
That cash was previously just collecting dust. They see this spending not as a drain, but as absolutely necessary capex to secure future growth. Arya thinks we'll see at least $1.2 trillion in spending by 2040.
Which brings us to the biggest question tying this all together. Is AI ever actually going to make money?
Monetization is the absolute key focus now. It's expected soon, probably through advertising and high-margin enterprise software.
And that's likely going to be led by OpenAI?
I think so. They just hired former Slack CEO Denise Dresser as chief revenue officer. That's a huge signal of an aggressive push to sell to enterprise customers. They're shifting from a research lab to a sales machine.
Okay, but here's the reality check from the VC world. Paul Kondrosky calls all this reframing of negative signals classic financial sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
He suggests that when the market starts treating every risk as a positive, we might already be seeing signs of an AI bubble.
Right. But regardless of the bubble question, the ultimate takeaway from these financial strategists is dramatic. They're basically saying, throw out your business school textbooks.
The old rules don't apply.
They argue the old rules of markets are genuinely changing, and if you stick to them, you're going to miss the biggest growth opportunity of the decade.
So we've synthesized a landscape that stretches from, what, personalized ChatGPT wrap-ups all the way to life-saving cancer diagnoses and huge political fights over power. The contradictions are just stark.
They are. The financial bulls are betting trillions on this infrastructure build-out, even with these impossible security challenges. But the real test for AI's survival is moving past proprietary benchmarks and achieving scalable, undeniable, and truly profitable utility.
Like the speed improvements in medical diagnoses.
Exactly. That utility, that ability to provide concrete, high-value profit or savings, That is what will make this technology indispensable at the end of the day.
I agree. So here's something for you to mull over as we head into the new year. Given the deep technical challenges like prompt injection that are still unsolved and the fierce political fight over resources, which of these two forces, the corporate need for high margin monetization or the public pressure from environmental and regulatory policy, which one will be the first to truly slow the current frenetic pace of innovation?
That's a great question.
We'll catch you on the next Deep Dive.
That wraps up today's briefing. The signal for today is divergence. We are seeing divergence in benchmarks, where every company invents a test they can win. We are seeing divergence in politics, with Democrats split between embracing AI jobs and fearing AI fallout. And critically, we are seeing divergence in adoption, where minority communities are leveraging AI tools at faster rates than the general population, despite facing the steepest economic risks from the very same technology. Before we go, a reminder for the leaders listening. Stop marketing to the masses. Start briefing the C-suite. You have seen the power of AI unraveled. Zero noise, high signal intelligence for the world's most critical AI builders. Now, leverage our proven methodology to own the conversation in your industry. We create tailored, proprietary podcasts designed exclusively to brief your executives and your most valuable clients. Stop wasting marketing spend on generic content. Start delivering must-listen strategic intelligence directly to the decision-makers. Ready to define your domain? Secure your strategic podcast consultation now at the link in our show notes. This podcast is created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior software engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. Please subscribe and share. Until tomorrow, keep unraveling the future.